Last Sunday, we celebrated that Christ Jesus is King of our lives and of all the world. Today, in the hanging of the greens, we remember Jesus' triumphal entry as King of the Jews. Hosanna! Save us, King Jesus. Our scripture this morning is the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11 of the Gospel of Mark. Let us listen for the word of God, and if there are any words or phrases that stand out for you, or perhaps for our congregation, I will invite you to hold on to those and perhaps share them when we finish. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who were who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. May God add a blessing to our hearing and our understanding of this Holy Scripture. Pretty familiar, perhaps a little odd at this time of year, but ties right in with our celebration of our King Jesus. Were there any words or phrases that stood out for you? We will carry on. We do have one. Tammy. If they ask you why, the Lord needs it. Yes. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. The pilgrims trudged along the dusty road, mile after mile, day after day. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to walk the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Passover. Joining with thousands who had grown up hearing the stories of the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, stories of Moses leading God's chosen people out of slavery in Egypt, God had done so much for his people. There were years of glory with King David and the royal empire. There were years of misery as the empire crumbled and the people were taken into exile. But they had come home, rebuilt the temple, rebuilt Jerusalem, only to be conquered by the Romans. God had led them on a long journey. God would lead them again. the glory of King David would surely come again. As they drew closer to Jerusalem, unexpectedly the view was blocked by the large hill standing in their way. Tired and hungry, but excited to be so near, they climbed the last obstacle between them and the holy mountain of God. As they neared the top of the hill, there stood a group of men and women excitedly gathered for a procession. Maybe a parade? Two men led a small donkey into the throng. Placing their cloaks on its back, they lifted a man and set him astride the donkey. Someone mentioned a prophecy come to pass. Someone mentioned a king from the line of David. This was exciting. People ran to cut branches in the nearby fields. Others spread their cloaks on the road leading down from the Mount of Olives. More people gathered. It seemed like people were coming from everywhere. And the procession began to move down the road, down the hill toward Jerusalem. Someone in the crowd yelled, "Hosanna, save us!" Others joined in. Another yelled, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Still more joined in the chant, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest. Save us." The cheers were deafening. Could it be? Could this be the answer to their hopes and prayers? Yes. God was still at work. God was doing a new thing. Watch out, leaders of the temple. Watch out, those who sided with the powers of Rome to keep the status quo. Watch out, Rome. A new king was coming. A new kingdom was at hand. We read, "Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." Now, wait a minute. That's not a good ending to Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. The people had come so far. They had waited so long. They had many false hopes along the way, but this was the real thing. What happened? Where did all the people go? What about the parade, the campaign, the new kingdom? What if it happened today? Right here in America. A new Savior rising from the streets, from the working class, a new leader, neither Republican nor Democrat, who stood up against the corruption, the big business, the religious leaders who've sold their souls. She has stood with integrity, strong values. She has jumped into the cesspools of our cities and fought for the poor and the powerless. She has bled for her efforts, but she has brought healing within communities, even bringing rival gangs into working relationships. She has stood on the nation's platforms and spoke out against the corruption of our society. Is this what you were hoping and waiting for? Maybe not exactly as you pictured it, but aren't you waiting for something big to happen? For someone big to come along? For something big to happen to change the way our nation is heading? I know I am. It was kind of exciting for me to dream a little bit about what that could look like. You see, I haven't given up on America. I haven't given up on God. I am waiting for God to start the parade. See, I found a palm branch I could bring for the parade. I'm ready to shout, Hosanna, save us. How about you? Maybe it's not America for you, or not just America. Maybe it's healing for this ailment that has gone on too long, or reform of our healthcare industry so that everyone can get the medicine and doctors that they need. Maybe it's a new start in another community. Maybe it's world peace or justice and mercy for those who have lived without for too long. Maybe it's a new church movement that will shake these mountains and inspire these people to find hope and peace, love and true joy through God, not through the gods of materialism and greed. What are you waiting for this Advent season? Hope, joy, peace, and love, the kingdom of God, Jesus' return, the fulfillment of God's promises to his children, to all of creation. In fact, that is what we celebrate on Palm Sunday. It is the reason for the season, as many Christians proclaim this time of year. Poll question: how many are feeling a sense of expectation as we enter the Advent season? The baby born in Bethlehem, the Messiah God sent, his own son that he sent to die, did not come to raise a great military power. He did not come to build a great empire or even a great nation. Jesus did not come to make the people finally feel good about themselves, to feel better than anyone else, to feel like winners, and certainly not to make everyone else feel bad or inferior or hated, regardless of political party or citizenship. Jesus came to serve God, to love God, and love God's people, all of God's people. Jesus didn't demonize the poor, the lame, the orphans, and widows, and refugees. The people were okay with that. But he also wasn't against the religious leaders or the politicians either. He didn't hate them, nor the Romans, nor the rich and powerful, the privileged. Jesus didn't hate anyone. In fact, he loved all of them, treated them all with respect, honored their political and military positions. He wouldn't let the disciples fight his arrest. He didn't call down armies of angels to protect himself nor anyone else. Jesus loved. Jesus loved. Jesus is love personified, role modeled, perfected. Jesus is the answer, as they say, for all our Advent questions. For Palestine 2,000 years ago, for Palestine and America, for Russia and Ukraine and the Third World today. Jesus, save us. Hosanna in the highest. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts with love today. Amen. That is my hope. What do you expect God to do this Advent season and New Year? And how can First Christian Church help? Let us pray about that in the days to come. Will you pray with me? Strong and loving God, you come to us in the power of earthquakes and hurricanes, of wildfire, of wars and pestilence. You come to us in the whisper of a sparrow, in the purr of a cat, in the whimper of a tiny baby. Oh God, you come into our lives and into our hearts in mighty ways and in quiet, peaceful ways. But we invite you to come into our hearts during this season as we look for your ways, as we look for your directions, as we grasp true love that we only can witness in looking right at Jesus, in his birth, in his life, in his resurrection, always pointing towards love. Lord, teach us to love like Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen.